You don't have to step into the street from Madrid's roads to pose a hazard to your health. That's because the air pollution from cars in the city is so dangerous. It's not quite a top 10 killer. In Western Europe, lifestyle choices such as tobacco smoking, lack of exercise, and unhealthy food pose a bigger risk. Still, high on the list of sources of disease is something beyond any individual's control: particulate air pollution. In Madrid, three-quarters of air pollution comes from motor vehicles. On bad days, a brown cloud sits on top of the city. Residents have taken to calling the smog cloud the boina, or beret, because it looks like the city is wearing a cap. More objective measures of the city's air pollution show that it regularly exceeds European-mandated levels of gases and particles. I asked madrileños, or Madrid residents, walking around Atocha, one of the city's biggest roundabouts, what they thought authorities should do about pollution.
We need to reduce traffic and make cars that use other fuels.
Promote riding bicycles and using public transport more. I think there should be a fee, too, for cars that enter certain zones.
According to studies by Julio Diaz, a researcher at the Carlos III Health Institute in Madrid, even small increases in air pollution can cause the number of people admitted to hospitals with circulatory and respiratory illnesses to rise.
People may not fall over and die in the street from air pollution, but it can be the last link in the chain.
It's tricky, or maybe even impossible, to blame any one death or hospital visit on air pollution, so researchers are investigating various types of pollution and looking for links to the whole population's health. Begoña Artiñeño and her colleagues at Madrid's Center for Energy, Environmental and Technological Research are at the forefront of developing these new measuring techniques.
We used to look at total suspended particulate matter in the air. Then we realized that the effect of the particles was closely related to their size.
That may sound kind of technical, and it is. What Artiñeño means is that Spain's pollution monitoring stations track two sizes of particles, along with gases such as sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, and ozone. They also track persistent organic pollutants and suspended heavy metal particles. Measuring in this differentiated way helps public health researchers identify relationships between specific pollutants and diseases.
Pero ahora se está viendo otro tipo de efectos. Están saliendo publicaciones sobre efectos.
The principal at-risk groups are people with respiratory ailments, such as asthma, for example. But now we're seeing other types of effects. For example, in the case of larger particles, there are pollutants that are carcinogenic. There are pollutants that produce effects such as lower birth weights in babies.
En el peso de los niños al nacer.
A recent study by another research group at the Carlos III Health Institute found that people living within 5 kilometers of incinerators and junkyards, which emit arsenic and chromium, among other things, have an around 6% higher chance of dying due to certain cancers than people who live further away. Globally, air pollution shortens lives by an average of 8.6 months, according to the World Health Organization, with people primarily affected by cardiovascular and respiratory diseases and lung cancer.
Other cities in Europe have chosen to institute some different anti-pollution policies, and some of them have been the same as in Madrid, like low emissions zones, a fee for entering the city center, or only allowing certain types of vehicles in certain zones, promoting, for example, bicycle use.
El fomento del uso de la bicicleta.
Madrid has succeeded in reducing its sulfur dioxide levels, for example, by promoting natural gas heating as a replacement for coal. But it's also taken shortcuts. In 2010, Madrid officials moved some of its air monitoring stations from traffic-choked streets to quieter parts of the city, like this park. A handful of instruments perch on the roof of a fenced-in, dark green metal box about the size of a delivery truck. Pollution numbers dropped, but now researchers can't compare the new data to the old. Some people accused the government of fixing the data instead of the pollution problem. If that's true, they didn't do a very good job. The city's own measurements show that they still regularly exceed European recommendations for nitrogen dioxide levels. But the city can use the data generated by its stations to evaluate the air quality plan it enacted last year. It calls for low-emission zones in the city and the promotion of electric cars, public transport, and bicycle use. And some of that is happening. At the Puerta del Sol, Madrid's symbolic heart, bright red paint marks a new crosstown bicycle lane. But most of the time, it is empty, while rows of honking traffic idle beside it, as one resident complains.
This isn't getting fixed. There are too many cars.
Mucho coche.
In the hope that the pollution will go down, madrileños can cross their fingers, but they can't hold their breath. This is Lucas Lauerson in Madrid for DW.